was involved in the state constitutional convention. It's been involved in developing a lot of institutions around state government, like Illinois Issues Magazine and internship programs and so forth. And most recently, we've done some work on the state public pensions that has been, used and thought about in some respect as part of the conversation anyway. So we've got a long history, my intention is to both burnish and move forward with that. I think we've got, the state's got a lot of problems. We're not a contract research shop. We're not staffed for the legislature. They've got plenty of dynamite staff downtown to do that sort of thing. But what IGPA can do is to bring to bear some of the resources of the university, some of the intellectual resources of the university to deal with some of the public problems of the state. And that provides a longer view, a broader view, sort of a different take than they're going to get from their staff, from lobbyists, and so forth. So, it's a unique contribution. It's tricky because college professors tend not to talk the same sort of language as do public officials. They've got different perspectives. And so the translation of what we know and what the researchers know into something that's usable and thought-provoking for policymakers is a challenge. And that's something that the IGPA, we work to match.
You mentioned the IGPA's role in coming up with a pension proposal that the conference committee is studying and perhaps using. What do you see as next on the horizon or other major policy issues that the IGPA could have a major role in affecting?
We are not an advocacy organization. Even this particular pension suggestion was as a result of work of the individual professors in the Institute working on the issue. And as a result of their analysis, they came up with this suggestion. We provide a place where that can happen. We don't do advocacy. We sort of provide a space for this sort of analysis of public problems. We've done this for a long time for various things, especially economic issues, but also for social issues, public housing issues, or I should say housing issues, especially up and around the Chicago area. We've got a number of health economists who are working on the Obamacare implementation, and that's a big issue going forward for the state for a long time. We've got a project in the works looking at the revenue cliff, the fiscal cliff that the state is facing in sort of 15 months or so when the temporary tax increase expires. We've got some ongoing projects looking at the state's economy. There's an economist named Fred Gertz who's been with the IGPA since Hector was a pup. He does the Flash Index every month, which basically is an assessment of the health of the state's economy. And we have a couple of economists, Dave Merriman and Dick Dye, who are doing a similar tracking. It's a bit more complicated and more recent, but a similar tracking of state revenues over time and sort of keeping an eye on that. It's called the Fiscal Futures Project and providing, some perspective and some input on that for policymakers.
Sounds like plenty that as a State House journalist, I will remain in contact with you. Of course, your new position does unfortunately mean that WUIS and public radio listeners familiar with you as a panelist on the State Week in Review radio program will no longer hear your views through that way. But we do appreciate the many years that you have given perspective and insight on that. So thank you so much and congratulations to you, Chris Mooney.